All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
All right. We'll get back to business momentarily, but Sully has a fun list, which is the highest paid coaches in college. And I'm not allowed to say this gentleman is appropriately compensated. It's overpaid or underpaid, Sully edition. Michael. Oh, a little bit of that lovely FirstCom music, huh?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah, you know it.
Okay.
All right, top 25 highest paid coaches in college sports.
You can tell this one's from the free bin.
Oh,
Go ahead.
I actually like this one. This is a good, smooth, fun one to talk about this stuff. Let's start. Let's try to get through all 25.
Sure.
25th highest paid coach in college sports. You got Mark Stoops, Kentucky, $4 million. Overpaid or underpaid?
Under. I think that's a brutal job, and you're going to have to bribe somebody to keep them there. Stoops is a really good recruiter. He's gotten into Ohio. He's gotten into Michigan and Detroit. He's getting players. Mm-hmm. They have become a respectable football program. I think anybody at Kentucky has one foot out the door. I'll say underpaid because you got to bribe somebody.
And the guy who just missed the list, Tom Izzo, actually not one of the highest 25. But we go to 24, Chris Mack, Louisville, $4.08 million.
Good coach, but overpaid considering he hasn't done it yet. Mm-hmm. He can build a program. He's a good coach. He'll do well at Louisville. But him making more than Tom Izzo when he has done exactly nothing, overpaid.
Here's an interesting one at number 23. Tony Bennett, Virginia, $4.1
million. Overpaid because he's ruining basketball. No, he's underpaid. Again, you're at Virginia. It went 30 years, 40 years without being relevant. You pay him whatever you have to keep him. They're playing for a national title, winning a national title, number one seeds. You could make a case Tony Bennett should be the highest paid coach of college basketball. I wouldn't blink because your job's to keep him. I'll say under.
Better team won today.
Will Muschamp, 22. South Carolina, $4.2 million.
Overpaid. Will Muschamp is one of the most overrated human beings to ever grace this planet. I don't get it. The best thing he's ever done is crack himself in the face with his whiteboard, yeah. And he started bleeding. He's a maniac. Yeah. He was a disaster in his prior head coaching stint. I think Will Muschamp is just completely overrated, overpaid.
Would he make David Shaw, Stanford at 21?
Underpaid.
4.3.
Underpaid. Pay him whatever he... People are going to get upset at this, but he's taken what Harbaugh did and made it better. Period. I think David Shaw is absolutely the best coach in the Pac-12. I think David Shaw, there's a reason the NFL keeps calling. He's kept Stanford relevant. I think David Shaw is a damn good football coach. I'll say underpaid.
And we'll be getting to Harbaugh later. Still a ways away on this
list
from him.
There. We got to it.
Top 20. This is a guy that, he's gotten in the college football playoff mix seemingly every
year.
Chris Peterson, Washington, 4.37.
Again, you're not allowing me to say appropriately compensated. I will say under. I think if you're UW and you've made the college football playoff multiple times, you're having the best success you've had since Don James was your head coach. You could make a case that Chris Peterson should be one of the 5, 6, 7 highest paid college football coaches. I'll say underpaid.
19, a guy named Mark D'Antonio, Michigan State, $4.39 million.
As badly as I'd like to say over, I can't. He's under. He's underpaid. Nobody wants the state job. It's a tough place to get a guy and keep a guy. He's built them into what they are. Now is he burning it down? Yeah. And he's about to be overpaid because his paycheck is... Well, he's going to be underpaid. His paycheck's going to be zero soon enough if he doesn't get this thing right. But he is underpaid considering what he's done, where he is, and how long he's been there.
Stay in the Big Ten for these next two.
I'll be quick.
Kirk Ferentz, Iowa.
Overpaid.
James Franklin, Penn State.
Overpaid. I think James Franklin's a boob. And yes, he's bald and a bald, shaven head. His head looks like a boob. You just put a little nipple on top. But my point is, James Franklin's terrible. Kirk Ferentz, I could say under, but I'll be damned. I mean, he went a long time being the king of 7-5. Mm-hmm. I'll say overpaid.
16th highest paid coach in college sports, Lincoln Riley, Oklahoma.
Underpaid.
4.8.
Under. You could pay him $12 million. He's worth every penny. Lincoln Riley's a stinking genius. I could put a head of cauliflower or broccoli at quarterback. He'd have it invited to New York for the Heisman.
Top 15, Gary Patterson, TCU, 4.85.
Wow, am I torn on this one. I'll use the Mark Stoops principle. I would go under because you're in Fort Worth, Texas. That's not a job people want. He has built TCU into what it is. But I'll tell you, man, when there's a big game, they seemingly don't win it.
Yep.
God, maybe over. Move on. I know we're running out of time.
Willie Taggart, Florida State, $5 million.
Oh, overpaid. Willie Taggart sucks. Yeah, nice job in your debut season at Florida State. Cutscene, grease fire from Bar Rescue. What, are you kidding me?
Well, how about Lovie Smith, Illinois, $5
Overpaid.
Million.
Overpaid.
14th highest.
And, here's what he deserves money for. That beautiful, angelic, snow-white beard of his. It's gorgeous. But he's overpaid. Lovie Smith?
So, and it's
making
actually
more than D'Antonio and Ferentz? Franklin, even?
It's actually a tie for 14th because you had Taggart and Smith with $5 million, but joining them, $5 million even. Mike Gundy, Oklahoma State, and Scott Frost from Nebraska.
I'll say they're both underpaid. Gundy has done a hell of a nice job at another place nobody wants to be. Oklahoma State is like Michigan State, except they get way better jerseys and have a way cooler mascot. Shout out to Pistol Pete.
Into the top 10, Tom Herman, Texas, 5.5.
Underpaid. I think he will eventually win a national title at Texas, so I'll say under.
Dan Mullen, Florida, 6.1.
Over. I've never loved Dan Mullen. I liked him. I never loved him. Over. I think Florida's nut type of money.
Number 8, Dabo Swinney, Clemson,
under.
6.2.
It's under. I mean, look at him. The guy was living in his car. Now all he does is make the playoff every year. He's like 42 years old. He's done more than Saban has at this point in his career.
Yep.
Dabo's under.
Kirby Smart, Georgia, 6.6.
Under. Dude's a beast. He is. Yep. I mean, what do you want? He's the only guy brave enough to take on Alabama and actually feel like you could beat him.
And then it's interesting. Number 6, you have from Auburn, Gus Malzahn, 6.7 million.
Over. Dude must be fired. He's a maniac. He's over. No, all of it. Just none of it. I don't want any of it. I can't stand Malzahn.
Finally, another basketball coach. Coach K from Duke, 7.1 million.
Under. The day Coach K retires or passes away, Duke basketball ceases to exist. Simple. He's a legend. I hate him, and he's smarmy, and I think he's fake, but he's a legend.
Yeah, the top 4, overpaid or underpaid. At number 4, Jimbo Fisher, Texas A&M, 7.5.
Massively overpaid. But you know what he does? He can work a room, and he will charm the pants off of a booster with a checkbook.
Yeah.
He's overpaid, though. He's a bum as a coach. Like, right now, you could give me Jimbo Fisher as Mark D'Antonio's replacement. I'd say no. That's how little I think of Jimbo Fisher.
Well, let's see if you think of this guy in the same regard. Jim Harbaugh, Michigan, 7.51.
Oh,
speaking of charming, Harbaugh, number 3.
Over. Has won absolutely nothing. Over. He's an embarrassment for what he's paid.
Harbaugh's 3.
Hey, wait a second. Hold on a minute. Ohio State just scored again.
Wow.
Get out.
Set you off. So that means only 2 coaches in all of college sports are paid more than Jim Harbaugh.
John Calipari.
Calipari, number 2 at 7.95. Saban, number 1, 8.3.
They're both underpaid because, again, Calipari has given Kentucky, without getting busted for cheating like Kentucky has in the past, Cal is basketball. Cal is an NBA factory. He can justify $10 million a year. I wouldn't blink. And Saban, it's the same principle. This is the best run Alabama's had since Bear Bryant was wearing that stupid hat. Underpay.
Finito.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.